Hello, and welcome back to When the Kids Go Down. It's been a 2 weeks, 3 weeks. It's been a while. So my shit went down. Okay, September, honestly, just September has been a month for us, like my family, my household, and a lot of people as well. Like I've interacted with people recently, and they've also had like crazy Septembers. Like shit, like actually like happening in a non just like things that we couldn't control, you know what I mean? It was a crazy month, and then it's October and my laptop dies. Like I don't know, there was water on the surface of a surface that it was on, like the counter. There's water on the counter. It was on the counter and there wasn't like that much, like it wasn't like drowning, and so it's like, okay, what's happening here? I ended up like plugging it in later, and I think like the fan turned on for a hot minute. Not it wasn't hot though, like the computer was like wasn't like overheating. That didn't mean it, like literally. And then I don't know, I just unplugged it, so I was scared that if there's water in it that it was gonna like short circuit, so I let it like completely dry to whatever, like, because there was like a little bit of water on the bottom, but like nothing crazy. Let it dry, and then sorry, I lost my train of thought. Let it dry, and then I waited, and it was like the lights were turning on, but no one was home, you know? So I called a friend who knows more about computers, and he took it apart and said that it just looks like it died. There's like no water damage. It just decided to give up, and RIP, because I bought that. I mean, I look, it is like a few, like 8+ years old, which is around the time that like electronics start to, you know, dissipate. And my phone is getting pretty old. I have an older iPhone, so just fingers crossed. I don't want to say anything. I don't want to jinx anything, but I don't know. My technology is not, it's been, I don't know. And like I was thinking something else died or something else happened. And I don't remember. I think my charger died. My charger died, and I had like, again, this charger was like an Anker charger. Anker? Something like that. It's a good charger. And nothing had been like, I don't know. It just, whatever. It died. And I was like, what the fuck is the spiritual meaning of like technology just like dying around me? So, like, maybe I need to take a break. Maybe I need to like focus on my personal life or something. I don't know. So, like, I just took it at surface to face level, whatever. And yeah, so we're back. We're back. Sorry. Face value is what I meant to say. And there's going to be like some rambling and some and likes and lols or whatever, or whatevers, because I have been not recording for a while. So my brain is like not used to doing this right now. So, past few weeks, here's what I've been up to. I got bangs. Which, did I already say this? I don't know. I should have listened back to the last episode. But we're living the bang life, and I mean, it's fun. It's fine. It's a new personality of mine. And I have not read. The bangs have taken over. They have shielded my brain and my forehead and have been all that I can consume recently because I have not read any books. I read one book, I swear, in like these few weeks. I don't even know. I probably read like two books in September. And so far in October, I've read one book, and I've tried to, I don't know, I looked at my Goodreads and it said that I was 9 books behind. And that was after adding this book that I just read. So 9 books behind for my goal. No worries. We can make it happen. I also like set a goal for Hispanic, I keep trying to say Mexican, Hispanic Heritage Month, which is over in a few days. Well, like another week. It's over in like another week. And I've read one book on my TBR for that month. And that's it. But what a book it was. What a book. So I started off with, I know I said I was like maybe going to do Piñata, but I didn't because I don't know. I've been wanting to read this book. So I was like, you know what? I had the Spotify and I'll like, I don't know, I was like, I'm gonna do Spotify listening hours in case like I don't love the book. And I had it physically as well. So I was just trying, I'm like, I'm trying to like read these books, you know? And I felt like I could have probably burned through it faster had I like physically read it because it like I'd read, you know, a few chapters in a sitting. But then when I'm listening, I'm just like so preoccupied with whatever else I'm doing because it's been like a lot. I don't know. I don't know. Like I haven't been reading. So I feel like I'm having to like readjust because of any time that you like take a big break from like a hobby, you got to like take a minute to like get back into it, you know? So I don't know. But anyway, it wouldn't have wasted my money if I purchased the Audible credit or if I had purchased it on Audible. I rated it 4 stars. The ending made me not angry. It made me upset because I can't say because I'm a hopeless romantic. And also it takes like a minute to get good. Like there's a lot of like, so it's described on the back as like Beatrice being like, what the fuck was that? I was like trying to Spanglish that word or that name. Sorry. She's like a widow. That's what the whole book and all the reviews say, is that she's a widow. It takes so long for her to become a widow. Like this dude, he's not there. Like he's like some dude in the military, general, I don't know. Like I didn't really pay too much attention to like his story because he was a dick, but like he wasn't around. He was like off doing war shit and like who fucking knows what else. And so like he wasn't around, and then he comes back and he dies, and then she's a widow. And that's like towards the end of the book. Like I would say like the first 2/3 of the book are like we learn a little bit about Beatrice and then like why she's at the hacienda, and then a little bit about the hacienda, and then like the spooky stuff that starts happening. It was like, you know, it was mostly like vibes and stuff. And I felt like that's why I was like 4 stars, or maybe even like 3.5, because like I was getting kind of bored. Like nothing crazy was really happening. It was kind of reminding me of We Used to Live Here, because in We Used to Live Here, things would get kind of spooky, and then they were just like, ah, just kidding. Like it, you know? So I don't know. It just wasn't that crazy. And those were the vibes though. Like it was more like a feeling, you know, and it was more spiritual. So everything that's going on is like a very spiritual vibe. And then in like We Used to Live Here, it's more of a like trying to fuck with your brain and trying to like not jump scare you, but yeah, kind of like that's what it, like if it was a movie, I feel like there'd be jump scares in it. And in the hacienda, there was more of a, like bad vibes, bad juju, like quite literally, like that was the whole purpose of like the haunting, you know? And so we have this priest, and oh my God, I would like to say that I've never yearned for a priest, but I would also be a liar. So Padre Andres is like Castilian, like he's like described as like tall, and I'm pretty sure he's like blondish, I don't know, and he's like light eyes, so he's like, you know, a whitey, güero. And Beatriz is like more morena, and like so that's like a whole thing, because like that was we're talking like post-Civil War era in Mexico, so that's like heavy colonization and like heavy racism, and well, decolonization, and the vibes are like she's ugly, you know. I don't know why I keep saying the vibes, sorry. Like she's not ugly, but because like she's darker, she seemed as like less desirable, and that's like this whole thing like throughout, like, you know, there's like prejudice against her. And it's weird because like she marries this general, I think he's a general, a captain, I don't fucking know, and it doesn't matter. She marries this dude in the army military, and he like is corrupt and like kind of the opposing side, and just like, you know, I don't know. So like her mom is like, why, like the fuck would you do this? Like, why would you marry this guy? And she basically feels like she's explaining, or like she has to like explain to her mother that she's doing it to get them out of the situation, because her father, Beatrice's father, was a general and he was murdered. So they were like lowered in class, and they lived with like her aunt, I believe. Is it her aunt? Yeah. And then they were like a higher rank in class, and like basically they like, you know, lost a lot of what they had, and they lost their home, and then they were like servant status. And so she marries this military dude because she's now like Miss Richie Rich. And then she goes into the hacienda, the house, and it's like fucking bad vibes. And she marries him for money, and she like marries him to get out of like the situation they're in. She's also like super young.
I want my syrup.
Okay, babe. She's like 20, 21, and she's like, this is her husband's like the only guy that she's ever been with. And like, even romantically, because like during the time where like she was kind of like exploring, or that was like more of an interest in her youth, she didn't really have that option because her, you know, the war's going on, her dad dies, and then they're like lowered in the class system. So all this shit happens. And then she like is at a dance, and like this dude's there, and he's got money, and they fucking, she like marries him and then moves to his hacienda. So that happens. I'm sorry. And then, okay, bad vibes, hacienda. She calls on this priest, and then they like basically like tell her like you're crazy. And then the Padre Andres, the younger priest, who's like fine as hell and so smooth, is like, hey, something is fucking wrong with this place. And she's like, yeah, I know. And so she like secretly calls on him while her husband is like out doing whatever shit. And everyone else is like kind of like, there's this girl when she shows up to the hacienda named Juana. And Juana is like, supposedly she is Rodolfo, who is her husband. That's his sister. And she like didn't even fucking know he had a sister. And like she married the dude and like was like, why has he never mentioned having a sister? Okay. Who like lives in the fucking hacienda. Like what? That's weird. And so she like kind of like shrugs it off, and then she's like a super bitch to her, and like Rodolfo like does not care, and then he's just gone, right? Like he just like basically doesn't give a fuck about anything, and also like just the most gaslighting like piece of shit ever. And so she's like getting, you know, she thinks, okay, like I'm gonna get furniture, and like her mom was kind of exiled her, but like not really. Like she's just mad that she would do this because like her dad was like so important to her, like the Beatrice's dad, and like her dad and her mom married for love, and they were like super in love, and then, you know, it was like a tragedy when he passed away. So like she just doesn't understand like why Beatrice is doing all this. So she's like Beatrice is trying to get the hacienda like up and going post Civil War. She's trying to like order furniture from the capital and like, you know, make it a place to live in and bring her mom, even though her mom's like, fucking, I am not going there. Like, I'm gonna stay here because like I'm happy here. Like, this is my life and this is what I want. So Beatrice the whole time is just like hoping that her mom like changes her mind and that she can just like make it her own place and that her mom will like come live with them. And like, even though like her mom's had bad vibes about this guy since like the beginning, was like, don't marry him. So anyway, that happens. All the bad vibes are happening. Padre Andres comes and like tries to like exercise the house, but mid exercise, and then he like starts to like float, and she's like, whoa, he has like superpowers, like what the fuck's happening? So like they have a salt ring, and mid exercise he gets hurt, and he like doesn't realize it because like the house like fought back, so he's hurt, and then she like wants to save him. And he ends up like accidentally breaking the circle when he's hurt because of the force from the house. And then she just like says, fuck it, and like re-breaks the circle, or not like re-breaks it, but like makes it even worse. And then, so she like goes to like help him. And then they go back to a chapel, like the chapel that's like in, like on the hacienda or whatever. They're there a lot. And it just like, it was like where their story really grew. And so like, it's like a fond place to me. It's like super cute. I don't know. So anyway, and then it's described as like him growing up there, because basically Padre Andres is a witch. He's like born a witch, right? And he has like these supernatural powers, and like they're passed down from his titi, who is also a witch, which is like his aunt. Well, it is his aunt, right? So he's a witch. And like, basically to protect him, his family was like, well, you have to be a floating one.
Yeah.
Okay. His family was like, oh, right. He's a floating witch. Yeah. Mika's here, by the way. So his family was like, you have to be like a priest because like, it's the only way, like you're closer to God or not God, but like you're closer to, well, yeah, the spiritual realm. And so like, it's easier to like dismiss or yeah, it's easier to like hide, you know, and you can help people in a more like, you know, by like controlling your powers way. So whatever. So like he gets pushed into like the priesthood and he loves it. He is like, oh, he's so sweet. Like he has this like calling for like just being like, he's just like a good person. Like he just grew up this kid surrounded, which here's why. Let me tell you why. First of all, one, he's not real and he's written by a woman. But two, he was raised by women. Like he was raised by nothing but like five women around him. And it, oh my God, like I love his story. And then like he like slept under the church pews as a little boy. And it's just, I don't know. He's just like noble and very good and kind on the inside. And that shows on the outside. And like people love him. And here's the thing. It is a multiple POV book. So it does switch to his POVs. And if you know, her name's, I think, Eden on TikTok and Instagram. She does book talk, bookstagram, you know. She's talked about men, like their POVs being too lustful. And I agreed with this because in like Allie Hazelwood's, I think it was Love Theoretically, or is it Love Hypothesis? I think it's Love Hypothesis, the one that's becoming a movie. Or the bonus chapter at the end is from the dude's POV. And it is like it's like, you know, he's basically saying T-I-T-S, which I would say out loud, but Mika again is recording with me. So he, you know, like that's like, he's vulgar. That's what I mean to say is that he's vulgar. And Andres was not like that. He was not like that. He yearned the entire time. So, so sweet. And then he got to like use his powers later and it was hot. And this guy's like, he's the it girl. I don't know. He's hot. He's secure and he's emotionally intelligent and he's a priest. I don't know if that's like, I don't know, whatever. He's cute. Good vibes. Beatrice is also like, they're like super into each other the whole time. And he has his like own issues with like, he doesn't say like lusting, but he's like imagining like, you know, he has feelings, just feelings, like emotion about another man's woman. And like, it's interrupting like his ability to like work with her and stuff. And so he's like, oh, I got to deal with this. Like, forgive me or whatever. And then Beatrice is like, not sure if he feels the same way or whatever. So it's like, there's just like this budding romance and yearning. And specifically like from his side, there's like a more, like just this very like, heavy yearning, you know. It's a very good book. So anyway, yeah, there's a lot of that. They have to basically, like, since they broke the circle, they let out the entity that was like haunting the house or doing like all of the like damage. And so now they have to go and like get rid of that. And also there is another, like, you know, Juana knows more then she's letting up, and she's an asshole, and so they got to deal with her too. I don't know if I can spill, like, I think I can. I don't know. I don't know if this is a spoiler, but like, okay, no. Okay, I'm just going to say that the ex-wife from Rodolfo's, like, first marriage is, like, I can't even think of what you're going to say. She's like described as having corn silk hair, you know, like very blondy and light eyes and whatever. And she's like tall and she reminds me of Anya Taylor-Joy, like exactly. And I'm like, this, like, I want a movie adaptation and I want her to play her because I just think she would be really good at playing like a mean person as well, which is what she was. And I did not do any other fan casting. I was just like, because that's all I could think about. And then, like, I don't know enough younger actresses and actors or whatever. So, yeah. Okay. But I didn't even look at the fan cast. And I usually do that, but whatever. So it was great. And I kind of want to read another one of her books next. Because it's, what is it? Isabel Cañas. Because I feel like I'm going to burn through it. And that's what I need to do. I need to, like, keep up this momentum and just keep reading because I've been in such a fucking reading rut or whatever. But yeah, it was a good book. I gave it 4 stars and top tier yearning. I hope I kind of, like, sold it without giving too many spoilers away. I just gave away, like, the base of the story or whatever. Anyway, go read it. Very good read. I kind of wish that if there was, like, a Spanish version of it, but there was not, because it talks about how he goes into, like, his, like, Mexican Spanish dialect. I think she just calls it his Mexican tongue or something. I don't know. And then he speaks, like, Castilian. And so he goes back into that. And I kind of wish that there was, like, I could have listened to it in Spanish because I thought that was interesting. And then he also speaks, like, Latin for prayers. And then, of course, the exorcism. Yeah. The ending felt a little open-ended, and I like closure. I like to make my Barbie dolls kiss, and then have the wedding, and then put them on the shelf forever as, like, you know, happy ever after. They left kind of open-ended, which I don't know if that's a spoiler, but, like, that's what made me upset. Kind of like normal people also left in an open-ended type of way, and I'm not a fan of that. So that's just a preference. It's been a little bit since we've talked, so I thought maybe I would do, like, a little bit of a weekly report just to, I don't know, freshen up my podcasting-ness, whatever. So I'm going to count that as my R reading and then E eating. So an eating recommendation or something that I've been eating. We recently... It's so much easier to just get, like, pre-packaged individual yogurts because having, like, a whole tub of yogurt, which I'm like, you're like, it's like cents off, you know, you're paying like 2 cents extra for, like, the individualized packaged one. So it's a lot easier, you know, the kids can just, like, have their own and then they typically, like, finish it. It's like a whole serving. I know it's 30 grams of protein and, like, it feels like complete, like a meal, which I like. It's like a thing I can check off, you know, meal completed, 30 grams of protein in, done. I can physically see there that it was, like, you know, I don't have to, like, measure out and then, like, the tub gets fucking infected and, like, it's moldy. Like, I don't know. And I forget it's there and I buy another one and then I have, like, 5 half eaten tubs and I can't tell which one. Like, one of the kids put their spoon back in, and so now it has bacteria in it. You know what I mean? So then I can physically see, okay, 30 grams of protein were eaten. We're good, you know, because that's, like, something you worry about as a mom. Like, are they getting enough or whatever? So anyway, to get all that fucking said, is we got the pumpkin spice one. We got the pumpkin spice, like, chobani to try it out. I don't know. And it was, like, eating pumpkin pie, which I love. And so it was really good. Both the boys really loved it. And I only got one. I got, like, 4 packs of the regular individualized ones, like, just plain, because they will eat it and it's good and it's, like, no sugar. And then I got one of the pumpkin. So I was like, if we hate it, I'll force myself to eat it because I don't know. At least I'll get protein down. And they loved it. And we all, like, were wanting to, like, devour it. Luckily, I did make, like, pumpkin spice for coffee. So I kind of just been adding that into our plain yogurts to make it, like, pumpkin spice. Because Mika has been, like, obsessed and asking me for more pumpkin spice. So that's what we've been doing. But the pumpkin spice chobani yogurt is top tier. And then our EP playing. So listen, I did listen to Taylor Swift's new album the day it came out. And the hate is so tiring. Like, you guys don't like Taylor Swift for being Taylor Swift. And I get that, like, even that's like her whole thing is to be kind of like a, she, this is a celebrity who has Instagrams for her cats. You guys don't think that she's going to be like a little weird girl energy? I understand that like it's not very comfortable to sing Did You Girl Boss Too Close to the Sun like full heartedly. I understand that, you know. I'm not a Swiftie. So like I don't even know what to compare that to her other songs. But like I also just don't understand like hating, especially like a fucking billionaire. Like, well, I mean, I understand hating a billionaire, but like someone who's like an artist, you know what I mean? I just don't, for the sake of like, I don't like her art. That's interpretive. Like that doesn't, it's, that's your opinion. You know, she's not like fucking doing like Jeff Bezos shit. Like, you know, she's not like contributing like more waste to the planet and creating like pollution or whatever. I don't know. There's more people to hate. And it's so funny how like everyone preaches about like not dividing or not being like divided. And then the second that like something that they don't like comes out, they need everyone else to not like it, or they need to like share their opinion so badly that, and it's like, you know, if it's like an opinion that's like kind of not distasteful, but it's like harsh, then just like that's your opinion. And you don't have to like, also, just why do you want to connect with other negative energies? Like, you know, you feel negatively about this and you want to connect with other people who also feel negative so you can collectively feel the negativity. It doesn't make sense. That being said, like, there were some good songs, there were some bad songs. I don't know. Like, it's just like that's par for the fucking course. And again, I'm not a Swiftie, so like, I don't even have that much, you know, skin in the game. Doesn't really matter to me, but I just don't understand why you would collectively want to soak in the negativity. Anyway, that was playing R.A.P.O. Obsessing. I don't know. I mean, we're in luteal phase, so obsessing over everything negative. That's probably why I had an opinion about the negativity. I don't know. I never really have anything to say with obsessing because I don't feel like I care too much about anything but books and books. In my family. So there's not, I mean, if you know, if you, when I think about obsessing, I think about something that's like gnawing at me, and typically it's like health anxiety or other anxieties, most of it being like health anxiety. So I don't really always have anything for obsessing over. I have been like obsessively checking estate sale websites because I've recently found like good things for very cheap. And so I feel like I feel like I have manifested some of the stuff that I've gotten recently because I've been like, I want to find this, like I want to wear this fall, or like, I think like this type of table or this color is like my vibe and where, like, I don't know. I want like, you know, I want this specific, like the fucking orange, not orange. Green and marble, and like it has gold on it or whatever, side table that I got. First of all, love a side table. Bowser,
what's he doing?
He's fighting you. I love a side table. I love a shelf. If I can manifest a fucking shelf, he that would be Princess like Peach. Amazing. He's hiding Princess Peach.
Yeah. We go to fight Bowser.
You do that. So I don't know. I just feel like the circular in particular, like I think that's really good feng shui. I love circular furniture and rounded things. And, you know, the green and the gold, the marble, the vintage, I got it for $12. And I saw it and I was like, this is really cute. I don't know, like logistically, can I pick it up right now and put it in my car? And then like I made the space for it mentally, right? Like I was like, no, I think I can do this. Like, because I'm not a big, like, I don't know. I kind of like check my impulse buys because I tend to impulse buy. So I was like, should I, you know, do I like this? Because I feel like I also buy things out of like they're one of a kind or like limited edition or they're like merch. And I'm like, I need to have it because no one, you know what I mean? No one's going to have it. I don't know. Or like they only have this many of it and it's going to be gone forever and I need to have it. No, you don't. But that's like, and then I get this like you know, this thud in my chest was like, buy it, buy it, buy it. And so like, I tend to go, whoa, hey, like slow down, dude. And so I did that. And then I was like, no, like, I think she mentally, like, I was like, I think this is good. I think this is good. Like, anxieties, what is it? Intuition is never mean to you, you know? And I was like, I don't know, like, I'm feeling pretty good about this. Cleaned my car out, made the space for it physically, went back the next day. And they're like, everything's like 80% off. And I was like, what the fuck? And that table was still there. And I was like, oh, but like, I was like, I like this table. And they're like, we'll carry it for you to your car. And I was like, which is like, duh. Like, I feel like that's par for the course. But like, in my head, I was like, well, how am I going to put it in my car, you know? And so I'm just like trying to like tell myself, like, you shouldn't have this or you can't have this or whatever. And they were like, we'll just carry it for you, stupid. So I was like, okay, $12, let's do it. And then seconds, like, I'm like getting it loaded in my into my car. And this lady's like, ah, oh, you beat me to it. Like, I wanted that one. And I was like, were you here yesterday? And she's like, yeah. And then she literally was like, it was like, I wasn't even thinking. I was thinking like, who's going to carry this for me? You're like, can I come back for it with my husband? But they're closing. So I was thinking all this as I'm like, paying for like the shirts I bought. And then I was like, hey, I like this table. And then he was like, yeah, take it, like, we'll carry it to your car. And I was like, oh, okay. So that was seconds. Like, I was like about to leave and I was like, fuck it, load it up. And this lady walks in and she's like, that's my table. Just kidding, she wasn't mean, she was really funny. But yeah, so that was, I don't know. And so that was like another one of those, what can I buy next, you know? So I gotta stop doing that. But I have been checking just the state sales. And then I get like amped up where I'm like, I want that lamp. And I'm like itching at it. And I'm like, I gotta go get that lamp. Like, it's Thursday. Like, they open up on Thursday morning at 7 a.m. I'm like, okay, should I wake up at 5 a.m. and go my walk? Because like, I want to go my walk. But so I start, I guess that's obsessing. I don't know if it's healthy. But also like, it's such low stakes because you get there and they're like $3 lamp. And I'm like, it's okay. What else can I buy? You know? So I don't know how good this is, but it feels good. So there you go. Fuck. See, this is what I'm saying. Like, I black out. That's why I try not to obsess with shit. Recommending. Okay. I'm actually shaking. So I need to calm down. I'm not checking any more estate sale websites. I don't really know if I have any recommendations. I like to influence from just pure the happenstance. Like, if you are influenced by something that I've said or am doing, good. Like, which I don't really do anything bad, so like, it is good, you know. I don't really have, like, I'm never like, oh, you should go do this, because like, I don't care to dictate someone's life or like tell them what to do, unless it's slowing the fuck down. But I feel like I'd say that every episode. So recommendations, fuck, I just had one because I was thinking, oh, try something new. Like, no, it's so stupid. Like, go to like a different cuisine, like, you know, make something different, like try a different dish that you normally wouldn't. But like, also don't like get sushi at like a steak restaurant, you know. But like, go to like a Vietnamese restaurant that you like, a hole in the wall that you normally wouldn't go to, and do something like that, you know. Book the trip. I don't know, like, it's hard to say it's a recommendation because our world is like in fucking shambles right now, and like, who can afford a fucking coffee, much less a vacation? But like, try something different, try something new, like, do something out of your comfort zone this week. There's your recommendation. Because I really don't, like, if I can give any advice or like tell you to do anything, it would just be like to do something different. So recommendation, treat. What have I not, I always say this, what have I not been, I'm a treat girl. If it's coated, oh shit, I just thought about something. Sorry, Mika. We went to a park, and in this park, it's like an outdoor, indoor. So the park is out, obviously it's outdoors. It's an outdoor park, but like, it's surrounded by like businesses. Not all of them are open, which is how I found out that my little one knows how to say open, because he was trying to open a door and he's going, open, open, which is cool. Because I didn't know he said that. So anyway, he also says no problem. He gave me like a handful of acorns and I said, thank you. And he goes, no problem. So okay, get back on the subject. The one of the shops was a candy shop, that was open, and they had these candy apples. I didn't even know it existed, but my mother-in-law went with me, and she did her research beforehand, and she's a big candy apple gal, loves them. Like, she's snooty about them, and I've known this since, like, the beginning of fall years ago when I was like, have you seen Hocus Pocus? And I talk about, or when the new Hocus Pocus came out, and like the candy apples, how he was waiting in line for it and it looked so good, and like that movie just makes me want like a really good candied apple, just how he was like waiting in line after like a whole year. That's how I feel when I watch the movie. And the store brand just like wouldn't cut it, because sometimes like when you look at those store candied apples, why is the caramel so dark? Why is it so dark and so thin? And like, why can't you find one that's not covered in shit? Or like, you can't just have like a plain one. You know, the next one has peanuts, which I can't have because my kiddo can't have peanuts. And like, if it's in the container with it, like, I'm not going to chance that. No, bro. I was talking about you. You can't have any peanuts. So then the other ones will be like covered in, I don't know. And I love a candied apple, like, you know, but I don't want all the fucking dye. I don't want the red 40. You didn't even eat it, bro. But we got this candy apple, and they're like these huge Granny Smith apples. And I just got a plain one, and it was the most delicious thing I've ever had. And I've been thinking about it ever since. You spit it out. That's right. You didn't like it, but I loved it. But you did get a giant gummy lizard, which was very cool. Yeah, but we didn't eat it. That was the treat, which I didn't even buy it. So, but I treated my body like it's still a treat, and technically, I guess. Candy apples are the shit, man. I don't know. If you find a gourmet one around you, go try that shit. I guess there's a recommendation too. Okay, that's the end of the episode. It's good to be back. I missed it. And I think maybe, I don't know, I've been growing a little. So hopefully I have some new listeners around. And if I do, hi, welcome. Sorry I didn't say that in the beginning. Glad you're here. Hope you stick around. And we do this every Thursday, I promise. Fingers crossed, okay? Okay. I babble and I say stupid things, and I just had 3 shots of espresso, so I'm going to log off now. Have a great week. I will see you back next Thursday. Again, fingers crossed. Bye.